Welcome back, friends. So Bishop Athanasius Snyder recommended this work, and his endorsement reflects his longstanding pastoral concern that Catholics recover authentic interiority. In a culture overwhelmed by noise, distraction, and fragmentation, he consistently urges the faithful to turn to silence, reverence, sacramental life, and sustained prayer. And Twerkington's approach resonates with that approach of Athanasius Snyder and also classical mystical tradition. Twerking's teaching reflects the insights of Aquinas, who grounds the spiritual life in charity, the virtue that unites the soul to God. And we've mentioned that in the past. It reflects the doctrine of Teresa of Avila, who emphasizes fidelity, humility, and recollection. And it reflects Newman's pastoral clarity that true religion is a lived communion with God, not merely a set of ideas. And so Twerkington stands within that line of thought. What distinguishes Never Too Late to Love is its insistence that the mystical tradition is not reserved for the few. It is the normal path for every Christian who desires holiness. Twerkington reminds readers that God invites ordinary believers into contemplative friendship, and this conviction aligns with the Second Vatican Council's call for the universal call to holiness that we have talked about from time to time. Schneider also highlights the book's accessibility. It's a work that's faithful tradition. Well, works that are faithful to tradition can sometimes be dense and academic and hard to engage with. Twerkington avoids that, though he preserves the theological depth. And he does it by the track of relationship. So Snyder carries pastoral implication. It reminds the faithful that deep prayer is not optional, but essential, and it encouraged them to invest time and resolve in cultivating the interior life. It's never a bishop's endorsement should never be ornamental. It should be leading souls toward God, and that's what Twerkington's work does. So, what a question for reflection on this section is: what small concrete act can I take this week to reclaim silence and begin praying in a godly manner?
Yeah, it's such an important question. I remember many years ago, a priest gave a homily about silence, and he just, he encouraged people to set a clock, set a timer, and just find out how long it took before the itch started, right? And tragically, I think that we're probably at a point where the vast majority of people are going to start getting itchy, as it were, at 30 seconds. We're so used to the constant ping of our phone, the sound of a radio, the television in the background. I mean, particularly those of us who grew up in the 1980s, my goodness, the television was never turned off in our house, right? It was always there was always a background noise of the television. Which was normative. You would go from news show to, soap opera to drama to game show, right? It was always something. And I think that it's left the soul very hollow. Now, we were talked about last time that silence should be full, but our noise is so empty that we can't believe that silence could be full.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, friends. We're going to have a little shorter one here. We're going to pick up with another recommendation for this work, and we'll see you back at the next time. Till then, fide Serratio.